plants.
You can just about smell them. Mm-hmm. Good business for the petroleum. If you like Catherine's dress, well, what do you tell her?
It's attractive or pretty.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say she's going to do if she puts on her best clothes? Let's say somebody says, what's she doing in the house? You say, oh, she's...
dressing up.
Mm-hmm. And where does she put her coins when she goes out?
In her purse. Mm-hmm.
What would she wear on her arm if she went in for jewelry? Let's say she'd have
a bracelet.
Mm-hmm. And around her neck?
A necklace.
Anything else she might wear there? Now, what would a necklace be? Let me ask that.
Oh, a decorative piece of jewelry, generally somewhat loose. Maybe of precious stones, maybe
beads
or
what did you call her as a boy?
I can't remember anything but just necklace.
If it were raining, what would she put over her head?
Scarf.
Mm-hmm. Anything she might hold up.
An umbrella. Mm-hmm.
If she didn't want to get the sun on her head, is there anything she might hold up?
Well, I think in this case you call it probably an umbrella, a parasol.
One or the other. If she were cooking and didn't want grease on her dress, what would
An apron.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the bottom of the apron where the cloth is brought up underneath and then stitched?
A hem.
Uh-huh. And if you break a button or something and don't have time to get out a new one, the place doesn't show, you'd seal the opening with a...
anything, a safety pin?
Mm-hmm. I asked that to one fellow out on the farm. He said, I'd use a nail. I didn't know if he said pin or pen. Where would you keep the pigs?
I say in the pig pen.
Mm-hmm. And if you were going to work in the morning, what do you generally wear?
Suit.
Mm, that's... suit consists of what?
A pair of trousers and a coat.
Mm-hmm. What are you wearing now?
I'm wearing, just shirt and trousers.
You have a coat for those trousers?
Yes.
Oh. If you didn't have a coat for them, what would you call them?
Probably slacks.
Mm-hmm. Is this a general term you'd use?
I think so.
Pants or breeches or?
No, I would use the term slacks probably more often.
What would you call that thing that you button down the front and wear under your coat?
Shirt.
And between the shirt and the coat? Or you can hang
your
vest. Too?
Vest.
And if you don't trust your belt, what would you wear to keep your pants up?
Suspenders. Mm-hmm.
And if you were out riding a horse in brushy country, what would you wear to protect your legs? Here we go again.
In terms of chaps.
Uh-huh. When your suit wears out, what do you do? You go out and buy what?
A new suit.
Mm-hmm. And then you stand in front of the mirror and the fellow goes around, checks the shoulders and the waist.
Eat the goods good. He wants a green suit, Sammy, turn on the green light.
Yeah. My dad had a story about a little Jewish department store. Well, it was just a general store then. But a guy came in for a sweater. Great big old guy. And the guy looked him over and